John, the internet, no question. It's been an incredible discovery for us. It's got its pluses and its minuses, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's just starting. One of the best ways to think about this, these kinds of developments, these kind of synthetic integrating kind of complex systems, is to use biological metaphors. And what we're building here is a global nervous system, a global brain. That's not a new idea. My friend Peter Russell years ago wrote a book about this, but it's really starting to come together. And in the same way that an iPhone has all of these different kind of capabilities that all existed independently and are now coming together into a synthesis, a synthetic kind of capability that has far more power than you had before. That's what's happening writ large on the internet. And for my money, what you're seeing here, when you see Google show up in terms of search, and you've got Facebook and Second Life and all of these kinds of different individual capabilities, to say nothing about advances in voice recognition and in visualization and in ultimately projection, holographic projection and such, is what you're seeing is all of these things come together. And I'd guess in the next 3 years or so is you're going to see an amazing kind of breakthrough, a new capability that will marry a whole bunch of these now individual capabilities together into a powerful new tool that will allow humans, no matter where they are in the world, to reach out to and engage with groups, individuals, and groups of others in ways that are just hard to believe right now. And what that will do is reconfigure the way a goodly number, and certainly the most influential number, the influential group of people on this planet interface.
Sure. Well, look what it's done with social networks, John.
That's just the beginning, George, because if you could start to do visualization, think, and I don't know that this is going to show up in 3 years, but the end point of this is holographic projection, so that you can project people. I mean, you've got the infrastructure in place with the internet, then once you get the pipes are wide enough that you get the bandwidth, you start to be able to project people into the room with you, and you can interface with them, and you can start to see them. And I mean, we're going toward this ability to start to replicate the interpersonal relationships that you have with somebody when you're sitting across the table with them, and to be able to do that no matter where anybody is, and particularly where it becomes powerful is in very much like Facebook, is where you can start to put groups together, affinity groups that have same kind of objectives and interests, and that starts to change. Think about it that in terms of government and how government kind of responds to and reacts to that, because they're going to be unable to effectively respond to that because it's going to be so powerful. It'll have a metabolism that'll turn. It'll react very, very quickly, which in terms of government can't do because of just the way it's structured. There's just a variety of very, very interesting things. And by the way, put a little artificial general intelligence into that, to where you've got capabilities for computer programs to start to act like human beings and to be able to talk to each other and to make decisions and so on. And that's we're a handful of years away from those kinds of things to happen. And suddenly you just have this explosion of being able to not only communicate seamlessly, find people, find information and so on, and then the whole system just becomes an amazing kind of resource that to change essentially in very much the same way as the book did. The movable Gutenberg's movable type gave you the ability that fundamentally changed the way human beings communicated ideas
Absolutely.
Between themselves.
But when it goes down now, what happens? And it will.
You can always build a scenario like that. And if the whole system goes down and it is the system that all of the economic, everything is dependent upon.
It all goes.
Then you've got yourself a whole set of different kind of problems, and I hope you've got a lot of canned goods in your garage.